My aunt, Adele. My uncle commissioned Gustav Klimt to paint her.
That's quite a painting.
It's magnificent. She was taken off the walls of our home by the Nazis. And since then, she's been hanging in the Belvedere Gallery in Vienna.
And now you'd like to be reunited.
Hi, everybody. This has been a 007 back for a 10-minute movie review. But it's not spoiler-free, because today I'm talking to you about the film Woman in Gold, which is a true story based on the life of a refugee from Nazi Vienna called Maria Altman, who settled in Los Angeles and in her late life discovers that she may well be the heir to a portrait painted of her aunt Adela Bloch-Bauer, which was painted by Gustav Klimt and has become one of the most valuable portraits in the world. The portrait was unhappily seized from her family along with many other beautiful artworks by the Nazis and found its way into the Belvedere Gallery in Vienna. It had become something of a national totem. People referred to it as the Mona Lisa of Austria, and naturally the government was very reluctant to even hear the concept that there was a case that it might not belong there. So ultimately, Maria Altman had to go as far as the US Supreme Court to gain the right to sue the Austrian government, and then had to sit before many restitution committees in Austria to prove that she owned the painting, having to deal with a system that was evidently rigged against her, where every obstacle was put in her path. This contemporary tale of a court case is interwoven with flashbacks, both to the Vienna of the Golden Age. It shows us a life that was beautiful and elegant and based on intellectual curiosity and an openness to modernity. A salon where you might meet Dr. Freud or Arnold Schoenberg. A place of glittering diamonds and a wonderful conversation. And all this was brought down by the Nazis. And indeed, the attempt to strip this family and all Jews of their personality, their identity, their property, was so thorough that even when the portrait was stolen and hung in the Belvedere, it wasn't even given the title of Portrait of Adela Bloch-Bauer, because of course they wanted to hide its Jewish provenance, even though without a Jewish businessman it would never have been commissioned. That's why these stories of restitution are so important, and I think it's only the cynical who think it's about money. Although, of course, there's no reason why these people shouldn't have their money and property restored to them. But to me, it's about restoring identity. It's about restoring a life. If someone comes and takes these away, they're trying to attack your very identity. They're trying to dehumanize you. The story is then incredibly important. And because it's so important, I think I can forgive the film Woman in Gold much. But I know that I'm very much in the minority here. It's received some rather mixed reviews. I think the problem is that the direction by Simon Curtis, and this is a similar criticism of his previous film, My Week with Marilyn, is that it's very humdrum. It's very do what you need to do to get you to progress. It's very tabby into slot B. There's nothing shiny or showy. And actually, what's even worse is that he seems to get the worst out of his performers. Helen Mirren's performance as Maria Altman is very uneven. The accent isn't Austrian but German, and it slips back to English. She seems to play Maria Altman as a series of physical tics, so this elegant cosmopolitan woman who keeps patting her hair and checking it's all in place, it seems very weak and superficial as performances go. I think poor Ryan Reynolds as her young lawyer who helps her navigate the system, and his wife Katie Holmes, are given nothing to do apart from look earnest and put their livelihoods on the line. And there are endless montages of Ryan Reynolds sort of poring over legal manuscripts. It's just so hackneyed. The only place where this film comes alive are in the flashback sequences to Vienna. And in those, one has to applaud the production and costume design. The lady who plays Adela Bloch-Bauer is an actress called Anya Trauer, and she looks so stunning, so beautiful, just the epitome of everything that we associate with the glory days of Vienna, and you want to be in that world. It feels impossibly glamorous. But the heart of the film really is with the young married Maria Altman, played by Tatiana Maslany from BBC America's Orphan Black. And she marries a young opera singer played by Max Irons called Fritz. And they really are the heart of the film. And her ability to act, to show emotion, a young girl who's forced to have the courage not only to flee Vienna, but to leave behind her parents who she loves very dearly, and to forge a new life in a country where she has nothing. That's the heart of the film to me. And it's almost a film that I would rather have watched in its entirety rather than have it just be the flashback scene in Women in Gold. So overall, a very mixed picture on this film. I don't think it's a great piece of movie making. I think you could easily watch it on DVD. It's probably all it deserves. And yet it's such an important story that I don't want to put you off entirely. And if it prompts debate in Austria itself, that would be amazing. Because one of the things that the film does very well, and it does it partly in the character of a young journalist played by Daniel Brühl, called Hubertus Zehrmann, is show that there are Austrians who want to acknowledge this complicity in these past wrongs, who want to overthrow this very convenient Austrian narrative of being the first victim of Hitler. So anything that can help achieve that, I think, is to be warmly welcomed. But with that, if you've seen Women in Gold and agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. Otherwise, the film has a running time of 109 minutes. The film actually played the Berlin Film Festival in Germany earlier this year, which is fantastic. It's currently on release in the UK, Ireland, USA, Canada, and Spain. It opens in Greece on April 30th, in the Netherlands on May 28th, Brazil May 31st, Germany and Croatia June 4th, and Chile on June 11th. I think it's tremendously sad that this film has not yet got a release date from Austria, the one country where the issues that it poses, while uncomfortable, most need to be debated. And I really hope that changes. Thank you for listening.